Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Ms. Pat, a look in the Bob and Tom mailbag and testicles in the news. But first, have you ever had one of those days?
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought that help was on the way. But when he saw the tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Oh, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day. Y'all can sing it if you want to. For me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am out in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. Let's sing together. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Once again, thanks for joining us with us in the studio. Comedian Ms. Pat. Ms. Pat is a mom, a wife, and we've been meeting her here. She's a very fine comedian as well. We were just talking about your real life, where you're a landlady.
Yes. the most horrible job in the world.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Other than being married to somebody you don't like.
Well, and you're...
yeah, I could have that. And my girlfriends are miserable, so I'd rather be the landlord.
Yeah, and, you said you're more or less a landlord to your 23-year-old? Is that right? Or
no, I said, I tell my tenants, I said, I'm not a landlord. I will fight you over my money. That's in my lease. I will slap you.
Uh-huh.
Really?
And, yeah. And I tell them, I said, I'm not really a landlord. I just have a piece of property that I really don't want, and I will fight you over my money.
And so, what do you call your money? Your husband money?
Yeah. I said, nobody takes my husband money but me. So I'm not going to let another lady get in on that. So I got to get his money so I can look like a hero.
Okay. Now, I want to get back to a topic we were discussing earlier, Ms. Pat. I don't know if you've heard about this. The so-called 5-second rule. If you drop food on the floor, if you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's safe to eat it. Unfortunately, scientists don't agree with that.
Of course not.
Who agreed?
Now, do you cook much?
No, this is a Chick-fil-A body.
Oh, really?
Strictly fast food. I don't know how to cook.
Are you
really
kidding me? Really? I would have never thought that.
I know everybody. You saying that because I'm black. You saying that.
What wild, awful generalization are you going to make now?
He think I can cook because I'm a big black lady. All big black ladies can't cook. We all can't sing. Everybody think I'm a singer. If I say I'm going to get on stage, oh, I know you're a gospel singer. I'm like, no, I cuss like a sailor. I'm not a gospel singer. They merely think I'm a gospel singer because I'm fat and I look like Patti LaBelle or Aretha Franklin. I'm like, I'm not a guy. Look, my voice is deep. I sound like Barry White. So why would I be trying to sing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of time when I'm in the bedroom, my husband be like, don't talk. Don't talk. I think you're a lineman. My husband be like, clear your throat. Clear your throat. Clear your throat. I hear that at least 10 times a night. Clear your throat. You sound like my daddy.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Pat. Does your husband have a nickname for you?
No.
I mean, does he call you like
Sweetie? Oh,
he
called me Patty Waddy.
Patty Waddy?
And I hate that. I don't know why. Because a lot of people, I say my stage name is Miss Pat, and people immediately think it's Miss Patty. So he always teased me with Patty Waddy.
Patty Waddy.
I don't know why.
That sounds like a doll that wets its pants, doesn't it? Patty Waddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see why you wouldn't like that.
I don't like that.
Do you have a nickname for him?
No. That you can say on the radio.
No, I cannot say it on the radio. We all got nicknames
button?
For them. Don't get naked.
Well, Dear Bob and Tom, writes Marion, I have worked in many restaurants in 42 years as a waitress.
Oh, no.
If you think restaurants do not follow the 5-second rule, you are not living in reality.
See, there you go. That's right.
By the way, some restaurants are nice enough to throw stuff back in the grill if it's hit the floor. But it does get served.
I believe that.
That's true. I used to work at McDonald's. And we did not. A cheeseburger hit the floor. You bless it. Like, you know, remember when you was little, you used to find candy on the ground with ants, and you knocked the ants off of it? Oh, I guess y'all wasn't as poor as I was. That's the only way I got candy.
Oh, wow. Let's get back to the mailbag. Oh, my God.
I suddenly feel depressed.
That's a five-second rule.
Here we go. Dear Bob and Tom, regarding the floors of an operating room.
Oh,
very clean.
I had suggested they would be probably the worst places in the world.
No, little, very clean.
Don't they wear little footies
sterile.
On their feet and everything?
It's all sorts of body fluids end up all over the floors.
What?
I work in a hospital. Although I use the 5-second rule at home if it's food that is non-sticky, I practice the 0-second rule at work, and not just in the operating room, anywhere in the hospital, and probably for a 3-block radius around the hospital. Hospital floors are notorious for being absolutely filthy with bacteria from large amounts of bodily fluids and substances that end up on them, in spite of the very high-powered disinfectants used to clean them. I often get a paper towel to pick something up I've dropped on the floor, food, my pen, a paper clip, etc. I do not touch the floor. Although then I'll get an alcohol wipe to clean up any non-food item after that. If I drop a pen, sometimes I just throw it away.
Wow. Something wrong with her.
Wow.
Yeah, no wonder healthcare costs so much.
Now, how about this?
Throwing away all their pens.
How about this? We were talking about pigs earlier, and let me ask you this, Ms. Pat. You ever had a body you wanted to get rid of?
Sure.
I mean, like someone you wanted to, ice?
Yeah,
okay, sure.
Yeah, your former tenant.
You? Oh, not as bad as I would like to get rid of my first kid's father who paid me $4.10 a month.
Okay, you want to reach out? What do you got over there, Tom?
Well, Ms. Pat.
That's a true story, and he asked me for the $4.10 back.
Wow.
He did. He said he's got a new wife, and he was like, the kids are 24, 25, and 23, you know, get your child support cut off. I was like, my back child support? Why? He's like, because it's got me and my wife struggling. I was like, $4.10 got y'all struggling? He was like, well, what you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to keep you struggling. I could buy me some eyelashes with $4.10. A sandwich.
Yeah, you do have nice eyelashes, by the way.
Yeah, I bought them. $4.10.
So far we've established the fact that your hair is a cap and your...
A cap.
A hair cap.
I'm sorry.
It's called a wig.
A wig.
A cap.
A fashion
that
wig.
That sounds like a baseball, like your hat.
Yeah.
Your wig is a cap.
Remember that song, Put On Your High Heeled Sneakers, Wear Your Wig Hat On Your Head? Remember that?
That ain't what that song said.
Yeah.
Put on your highest shoe, your red dress.
Wear your wig hat on your head.
What?
Oh, please, talk like that the rest of the morning. Please,
keep going.
Excuse me, can we get back to the pig farm, please?
I hope your next wife is black, Tom.
Okay.
You know what?
So do we.
We all share that same hope.
We've got the same goal.
He'll come home and say, did you turn into a man?
That is what's called in Vegas as a long shot. But it's worth a couple bucks, right?
Yeah, I'll put money on it.
Heck yeah.
Great for the show.
Now, Pat, I was trying to remember the last time you were here. Gunnar, have you met Pat before?
This is the first time.
And I don't know how to delicately ask you this, but weren't you shot once?
In the breast, in the head. It's twice. I was shot twice.
You were shot twice, remember?
In the breast.
No, I didn't remember. You were shot
in the breast
and in the head at the same time?
Oh, no. I don't think I was.
Two separate occasions?
Yeah, two separate occasions. Well, his father shot me in the head, and another dude shot me in the breast.
How'd you obviously you came out okay.
Well, the doctor said if I was flat chested, I would have died.
Well,
thank God I'm not. Yeah. They're a little uneven now, but they work. But I think that's from age.
That's right. Gravity always wins.
Hey, they're real. You can tell real when women
boobs.
You can tell real boobs. They always get musty in the middle.
I'm sorry.
Was that, what?
Was that word musty?
Musty.
They always get musty in the middle.
What does that mean exactly?
Oh, God.
Like humid and damp? Is that musty?
Yeah. Okay. Like a basement. They smell like an old basement.
All right. So to sum up, in your opinion, a cleavage eventually smells like an old basement.
Real ones. Real ones. They smell like mine always smell like an old basement. Then you put powder in them and they look like little dipping dots.
Yeah.
Once the powder rolled up.
Oh, wow.
My kids always like, oh, mommy got any dipping dots? I was like, maybe you don't want these.
Oh, boy. You put powder in there? Maybe some
you
kind
of. You want to dry them up.
Maybe some kind of scented spritz would be the way to go.
No, that stuff will break out your skin. The powder keep them from sliding because when they get old, they end up on your back. So the powder keep them dry to keep them from being on your back.
Okay.
I'm not feeling very well.
Ms. Pat is our guest. So you got shot in the boob, huh?
Yeah.
And the head.
And the one in the head, did the bullet just graze your skull or what happened?
I guess it just like went in and came out. I'm okay.
Do you have a scar?
I have a really nice scar back there. And a lot of people, when I tell, like when I go and get my hair fixed from a new beautician, they'd be like, who hit you in the head? I was like, then nobody hit me in my head. And then I tell them, oh my God, you were shot in the head. I'm like, child, I've been done worse.
I believe I said it before. You are a badass.
I used to be. I'm retired. I got diabetes. I'm overweight. High blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, well, if you and I are going to hang, the getting shot thing is not going to be part of the show.
Well, I don't get shot anymore.
No, it's over.
I don't even get beat up anymore. Me and my kid's father used to fight a lot. And he used to hit me in my left eye every Friday for nothing. So I was like, can you hit me in my right eye
Come here.
We can balance this off?
It's Friday.
Oh, my God.
But I survived.
On a lighter note,
you are a survivor. Congratulations.
You're for what?
For surviving.
I was going to survive. I told myself a long time ago when I was 16, I was like, I'm going to get him back. So I shot him.
Oh, no. Now
we're getting somewhere.
How's he doing? Did he survive?
Yeah, I shot him in the ankle with a .22 and it broke his whole leg.
$4.10, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he paid me $4.10 for child support, and I towed my car like it's an American Express.
Well, now, on a lighter note, let's get away from the shooting of each other.
That's action.
Well put, white man.
Move on to, do you wear perfume? Do you wear the same one every day?
I don't really get into that. I do wear perfume, but not a lot.
Yeah, okay. Just asking.
Because every time I put on perfume, I'm big, so bees start chasing me. So I keep away from smell good stuff.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This
I think they think
quite
I'm
a
so,
show,
like
isn't
a true.
I'm learning
I think
so
they
many
think
things.
I'm a flower or something, because whatever I wear, I just attract incense. Uh-huh. Insects. Oh, that's an incense.
Insects, really?
I mean, yeah. I walk around with stuff stuck on me. I was like, what is wrong? So I stopped wearing
Maybe
perfume.
It's the basement odor. I don't know. Bugs could be could be attracted to that, too.
On top of the perfume. You
See,
know?
All of that? Wow.
I might have termites. I don't know.
Ms.
I
Pat
wish they
is
would
our
trim
guest.
Me down a little bit.
Do you have a dog, Ms. Pat?
Oh, I don't do animals. I got four kids.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
I can't do animals. They cost too much. You know, I can't have health care for the kids and the animals. I used to have a dog when I was little. This is a true story.
Uh-oh.
I have a million stories.
Does this end with gunfire like the
no,
other
No, no, no. I had a German Shepherd, the only dog, and I loved this dog to death. We were so poor that we could never feed our dog food. We had to give him whatever we ate. And so we were so poor, we couldn't give him the bones. We had to start eating the bones. So my dog was like, look, y'all just too poor for me. He jumped off the back porch and killed himself. He did. And I was like, no, Pop, don't kill yourself. Democrats don't kill themselves. Republicans do.
I
think he killed
himself
because Ronald Reagan got reelected. And he was like, y'all can feed me the first 4 years. Y'all ain't going to be able to feed me the next 4 years. So he killed himself. And I was like, don't leave me, Pop, with these people.
What was the dog's name?
Pop. And I never had another dog.
Oh,
Pop.
Well, that's sad.
I had an old
German
Shepherd, too.
Okay.
An old one.
Well,
on a lighter note,
I have a, you know something? I actually do have a, I have a story that might be the antidote to that one.
Not an anecdote that might be the antidote.
That's right. The antidotal anecdote.
Right.
Dateline Cedar Rapids. The Hodsons had been reunited with their family dog who was stolen 4 years ago when they were living in Washington State. Margaret Hodson said she never expected to see Gretchen again. The dog was found wandering near a lake in Fort Lewis, Washington. A microchip helped authorities there find her owners. The dog was shipped to Iowa from USA Today this morning. Isn't that a nice, pleasant
story? People
put
microchips in their dog?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
who do that? Rich people?
It's not
well,
really
I don't know if it falls along socioeconomic lines.
If you get a dog from the pound, at least the one I did, they put a... They just put the chip in a little syringe. It's very quick and fairly inexpensive.
So why aren't they doing this with children? Why aren't we chipping our kids so we could just track them on satellite? Is that considered too big brother? But
I think so. I think there would be lots of problems.
Some sort of civil liberties
problem
with that?
I don't know
where
mine is.
You don't care where yours are?
No.
Really?
No, I got a 23-year-old that won't move out. And you know, I had to put this ad on Facebook. I said, nice young man with job looking for older woman, cougar style, to help raise kids. He's 23. And you know, the women are so picky today, nobody hit back. I said he had a job. They was like, what he look like? I'm like, does it matter what he look like? He up for, I'm giving him to you for free.
I don't think you can do that legally, Pat.
Yes, I can. He got to get out of my house.
I'm pretty sure Lincoln took care of that. I don't know.
There were a couple of...
Oh, Lincoln. Oh.
Left turns along the way.
I just caught that.
He was a president, too.
I know he was. I didn't get to meet him.
Somewhere. all right.
Yeah, well, I got it. You know any cougars that looking for younger guys? I got one.
Okay. Now, you say you have a problem with insects following you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of citronella?
Citronella?
Yeah, citronella.
No.
You talking about, Christy?
Yeah, those candles that you light to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, them things don't work.
Citronella.
I have to set it in between my chest for it to work. Them things don't work.
That woman's breasts are on fire.
Yeah, no walking around with lights on.
Did you think that was, you thought that was one of your aunts, didn't you, Citronella?
Citronella? Is that one of your aunts?
She's the good cook.
No, actually, I thought that was something to eat.
Oh, okay.
Get citronella oil. That would be more
Keep the bugs away. Well, we have to grab some news headlines. We're hanging with Ms. Pat here. Pat, Christy, you got anything good over there?
We now have our new intro for testicles in the news.
Yes, we do. Have testicles in the news?
Yeah, we do.
Time now for testicles in the news.
She's got big balls.
But they've got the biggest.
fade.
All right, sorry.
A mother of four has appeared in court accused of biting off her boyfriend's testicles in a drunken attack. Martin Douglas, 45, underwent emergency surgery to reattach his genitals after the alleged attack by Maria Topp.
Way to go, girl.
You can reattach them? I thought once they're out, they're done.
Mr. Douglas called the British version of 911 in excruciating pain, and operators struggled to understand what he was saying.
No, kidding.
One slipped out the sack.
Paramedics, who attended to him in his Newcastle apartment, say Ms. Topp was arrested at the time. The victim was forced to spend several days in hospital recovering from his injuries. She's been charged with gross bodily harm, apparently.
Wow.
They were bitten off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That had to
was
be
he
worse.
Sleeping at the time?
It does not say that. There's no detail on how they were bitten off.
See, you got to be careful. When you're fighting with your woman, you don't let her that close to the...
Look at the time on this. Drunken 4 a.m. attack.
Don't you find, though, that if you start fighting with a significant other, you automatically start getting dressed?
I believe she thought she was at Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you noticed that?
No.
So are you assuming that I'm fighting undressed?
Well, let's just say maybe it's just an underwear or whatever in bed, and you start a little disagreement. Don't you find you need to get up and get dressed?
Yeah.
Or am I the only one? Maybe I'm not.
She's not very.
I don't use an auger when I'm naked.
No, neither do I.
His eyes is usually closed.
All right.
Oh, let's get it over.
It's a 2-minute warning.
Hey, that's all I need.
This woman is very attractive.
Most women who does those type of things.
The biter.
Yeah.
That woman is not attractive.
Let me see.
Let me ask you something. When you held that up, do you actually
bloated.
Think I could see it when you held it up behind the huge monitor?
How do a bloated there? Woman look?
I don't know. Are
she
you
look
sure?
hungry with them thick cheeks.
See? That's it. She looks hungry.
You can't
say
a woman look bloated.
You can't? Is that bad?
Yes.
Doesn't that happen once a month? Don't you bloat?
Oh, not boy. Me.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Ooh, okay.
You're fascinated by the story,
well,
Tom.
I'm just wondering if this was a moment of passion where something came up in the middle of it. And
while like she to, was servicing?
Well, that would be.
I know, would like to know what it tastes like.
Oh.
Chicken.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.